In this Thanksgiving episode, I share some of the things that I'm thankful for, have a little commentary around them, and we shared some messages from existing clients. I want to thank you for listening, and I wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to the Banking with Life podcast. I'm your host, James Nethery, and today it's going to be a special episode because it's a Thanksgiving episode. And, you know, I thought a minute on this, what I'd like to share with you today, some of the things that I'm thankful for. But rest assured, I am very thankful of many things, and I'm very thankful on a regular basis. And I cannot go, I cannot release an episode that would it would just be too long to share everything that we are thankful for. And I don't want to, you know, repeat some of the things that I've possibly said in previous Thanksgiving episodes. You know, I don't want to be redundant. It's like, oh, well, you could listen to 2024, 2023, or 2022 and hear the same thing. No, that won't be the case today, because I'm going to try to add in some examples of the things that I'm thankful for. So I hope you enjoy, and I hope that it, benefits you in some way, causes you to think things maybe that you haven't thought through before. And I sincerely wish that you have a happy Thanksgiving with you and your family. And but with that, you know, of course, I'm thankful for our clients. There's no question that we're in business. You know, we're a for-profit organization. And for us to be successful, you know, we have to provide, you know, service, to clients. You know, if you don't have any clients, you have nothing to serve. So I'm very, very thankful for our clients. You know, I'm thankful for those that choose to work with us. I know that you go on to the big wide world today and you can, you know, you type in the infinite banking concept or banking with life and tons and tons and tons of things come up, and a lot of people pay good money, so their stuff comes up first. And I'm a capitalist, so I get that, no problem. But I am thankful for you who choose to do business with us, you who choose to engage and interact with us. Very thankful. You know, we have the opportunity to provide service. There's no question. If you're a client, we do provide service. But it also helps us. You know, I get to speak with people all across this country from a diverse background, from the all-American individual family, you know, to, you know, captains of industry, for lack of better terminology, in whatever industry that they're practicing in. And so I get to learn as well. I'm sure not the guy who suffers from, you know, the arrival syndrome. I'm still a student of my faith, my profession, economics, and history. And many of our clients are as well. Maybe that helps some of the, or maybe that, you know, explains some of the reason that we're attracted to each other. Our clients are attracted to us. We're attracted to them. You know, that solid level of resonance, you know, we resonate with each other. Okay. You know, I know that you, the listener, if you're not a client, or even if you are a client, doesn't matter. You know, you can choose to work with anyone that you wish. So I'm very thankful that you have chosen to work with us. And if you're not working with us concerning the infinite banking concept, right, and all things financial, you know, you have an opportunity. It's invariably in the beginning of our process, and we have a beautiful process that has a very predictable outcome, and the outcome for each client is not identical to every other client, right? And nor should it be. Your policies will look different than your policies, and they'll look different from my policies, which it should be, because they're really, the solutions are customized and tailored. And we try to meet our clients where we're at, and I think we do a pretty good job of that. But let me say that I understand that there's a lack of clarity to some extent for all of us when we decide to become our own banker, when we decide to really vet this idea, and then when we really actually pay premium, put money into this idea, this concept, and then put it into action, you know, there's a great amount of learning that continues. There's no question. If you're at the beginning vetting this idea, or even taking the initial actions of going through underwriting, getting policies in force, vetting who you're going to work with, vetting the companies, all of those things, there's still an element of, you know, the unknown, and you may not have complete clarity, even to the extent which you would want to have to engage and actually put your capital into life insurance policies structured according to, as I was taught by Nelson Nash, to control the banking function. So I just want to recognize that there is an element of trust, and I appreciate that, and we will never, ever do anything to violate that trust, okay? But it's a beautiful thing as you vet the idea, you put it into practice, your learning continues, right? And rightly so. I just appreciate the fact that you choose to work with us without necessarily being rock solid, you know, on all of the details. Don't misunderstand me. The details are very important because it has to do with your money, your capital, your family. I completely understand the importance of the details. I'm just talking about conceptually, you know, how does this work? How does that work? Those types of things where you still decide to take action and move forward as you're continuing to learn. I just appreciate that. It separates the men from the boys. You know, it's extremely fulfilling to me whenever I see, and I get to experience right through communications, when I see our clients really begin to make a difference in their lives to where they see the power of the infinite banking concept. Man, it's so rewarding. I just can't even convey how rewarding it is to watch people take control of the banking function in their life and experience the positive benefits from that. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. You know, just watching them understand the power of the infinite banking concept and how it will benefit them and how it does benefit them, then they can see how it will benefit their family, their children, their future generations. That's rewarding, right? I appreciate the fact that you, the client, right? You, the listener, prospective client, maybe not, will even take the time and make the effort to listen to long form. You know, the podcast that we've been doing for the last 4 or 5 years has an awful lot of long form content, you know. I'm using the industry buzzword, right? And so some of these episodes go an hour and a half. We did a 3-hour episode one time, and I understand we break them up sometimes, and there's nuance in there, right? There's concept in there, but there's a great amount of education in there. And so I appreciate the fact that you take the time to listen to long form content and to make an effort to understand what we're saying and what we're talking about, even though it's nuanced and you may not have complete clarity how the infinite banking concept can help you. I appreciate that willingness. I appreciate the willingness that you have to read the original works, right? The foundational works, Becoming Your Own Banker. You'll be surprised how many people won't read the book. 92 pages, big print, lots of illustrations. I'm a slow reader, and I think I got through it in 3.5 hours, maybe 4 the first time I read it. And maybe you're not as slow of a reader as I am, and you can get through it faster. Not to say that one reading is sufficient, because it's not, but the mere fact that you would set aside time, make a priority out of reading and spending the time to learn, I think that you will benefit from that. You and your family will benefit from that. Even if you spent 4 or 5 hours and $200 or $300 with the original works, Right? I'm not talking about some marketing program that, you know, I'm talking about the original works, becoming your own banker, building the warehouse of wealth, how privatized banking really works, Carlos Laura, Robert Murphy, and then Nelson's 6.5-hour video series that's accessible digitally and accessible through the old-fashioned, you know, DVD that you can own and pop into your game box anytime you wish. And then Nelson's book, Becoming Your Own Banker, is available on Audible. There's no question about that. The chapters on Audible don't flow succinctly with the sections in Nelson's book, but the message conveys. Right. So I'm very appreciative that you make the time, take the time, make it a priority to learn from the first works. It will benefit you to the extent which I can't convey here. You'll be able to spot the noise, what seems right. Oh, maybe that is right. And then why is it right? What's a little off on some of the things you hear? I call it the noise. I've talked ad nauseum about the noise. And I do that for a reason. I don't want you to fall into the pit. I'd rather you do the best that you can, right? And I understand we all do what we believe is best for us. I get it. I'm just saying that the original works will help you properly classify things, including the infinite banking concept, the nuances of life insurance, the nuances of the mechanics of a life insurance policy. Not that you have to be a life insurance expert, I'm not saying that, but a solid foundation from the original works, then you can build any kind of a structure you would wish to build on top of a solid foundation. So I am very thankful that you take the time to go to the first works, listen to long form. I appreciate that. And then two, now I knew that, you know, of course, I knew, we knew, you knew, we all knew Thanksgiving was coming up. So I sent out an email, my office did, to our existing clients and just asking them what are some of the things that they may be thankful for concerning the infinite banking concept. And we got a great response. I cannot cover them all here today. I didn't cherry pick them. I just took some of them out of what we did receive, and I'm going to share with those with you. I'm going to share those with you today. Okay. And the first one comes from Tim. And I think we basically asked, this is what we asked. We said, hello, Tim. You know, we're going to do a Thanksgiving podcast and thought it would be interesting if I was able to share what clients may be thankful for when it comes to the infinite banking concept. Is there anything that you are thankful for that is directly related to the infinite banking concept that you're willing to share? If so, please reply. Tim did. And Tim says, he wrote back, thankful for Nelson Nash opening my eyes to the concepts of justice as it pertains to the money supply, and for giving us everyday people a just tool to accomplish this. Freedom can be ours in a decentralized way. And then Jerry, now I think Tim's been a client for a couple of years, and he was practicing infinite banking before we met for a couple of years. This response comes from Jerry. Jerry and his wife, Alicia, they've been clients for well over 10 years. And he says, hello, James. Alicia and I have both benefited greatly from the infinite banking concept. We began using the infinite banking concept after reading about it, and then I contacted you. We bought a couple of whole life policies for each of us and have used them as our banking entity from that point on. Unfortunately, we already had a new home, but Alicia needed a new car a year or so later. And that is one of the first major purchases we financed using this concept. She paid it all back. And with monthly loan repayments at the prevailing interest rate. And so, and I'm just saying, I don't know when exactly they financed their car, but at the prevailing rate, if you can borrow money at 5, but the lender wants to charge you 7, that's the prevailing rate, 7. So they repaid their loans at a higher interest rate than the insurance company was charging them. That's what he is referring to. And not only was that initial amount made whole again, so the cash value, when you borrow against the cash value, your cash value stays in the policy. When you borrow the life insurance company's money by collateralizing the cash value of a policy, it acts like a restriction on the cash value, right? So as you repay the loan, that restriction is lifted. And it's a beautiful thing. Okay. She paid it all back with monthly payments, and the prevailing rate was not only the initial amount made whole, but with tremendous growth as well. Why? Because that additional interest that we're calling interest, page 58, I believe, in Nelson's book, that additional interest, he explains what it is, right? And it's actually premium to the life insurance company. Jerry and his wonderful wife called it additional interest, or using the prevailing rate is what they use to repay their loan. Yeah, page 58 in Becoming Your Own Banker. Nelson kind of just clearly explains what that additional premium is, or additional interest. I'm sorry, the additional interest. And it is premium to the company. It's premium. It's basis. Your basis goes up. It's more premium to the life insurance company, right? It's interest in the deal. There's no question. And it's a redirected interest that you were going to pay anyway to the third-party lender, or the interest that you would have given up by paying cash, right? This additional interest is basis, additional premium, which means additional death benefit, which means additional dividends in the future. It's a beautiful thing again. And he says that's how he adds, you know, that's why he is saying, but with tremendous growth as well. Okay. We believe strongly in the concept and only wish we had discovered it earlier in life, as we were already senior citizens. And, you know, that's many of you have heard, you've even thought the same thing when we were first exposed to this idea of becoming your own banker. You know, there's really several comments that occur in rapid succession. Is this legal? Why isn't everybody doing this if this is so good? You know, and then one of them is, I wish I'd have been doing it sooner. I wish I'd have heard about it. You almost date yourself. Right. I wish I'd have heard it 30 years ago. Well, I know you're in your 50s or 60s. You know, maybe your 40s, but I doubt it. I wish I'd have heard this 10 years ago. Well, you're probably in your 20s or 30s. I'm just saying we all wish we would have heard about it later, been exposed to it sooner. But it's not too late. I don't care how old you are. I do not care how old you are. The infinite banking concept has benefits that you may be interested in knowing about. Okay. you said we have bought a dozen plus books and handed them out to all of our children and many friends who've heard our stories. Unfortunately, with many of the young folks starting out with new families, it's difficult to convince them the importance and the benefits of whole life insurance, especially when their employment is their employers providing or pushing 401k plans. And then the younger person that he's referring to, you know, they consider that sufficient. Then he ends it with, so you, me, and all of us believers need to keep the topic fresh and alive. I agree with him, and I am doing my, I'm making efforts to promote the idea that you can become your own banker, and you and your family will benefit directly from it. Okay, this one comes from Tony. And Tony says, James and team, I'm a newbie when it comes to IBC, but thankful for your Banking with Life team's event last month in Fort Worth and the continued journey that lies before us. I'm thankful that God blessed me and my family with you and your entire team's friendship and expertise. Patsy and I offer our very best wishes to you all and look forward to our paths crossing again. Tony, I know exactly who you are now because I recognize Tony and Patsy, and it was a pleasure for me to meet y'all. You know, and thank you for coming. I met your son, Wes. Just salt of the earth people, and our paths will cross many times in the future, God willing. And, you know, relatively new client. I'm not even getting to the service, our team, whom I'm also thankful for. But, you know, God willing, our office will be here and our service department will be here and our paths will cross, Tony. So thank you. And this email reply, this comes from Mike. Mike says, I'm most thankful for my multi-generational family and friends that I've had good fortune to have in my life. The generation that raised me and instilled the foundations of my values and work ethic, the current generation that has helped me in my personal and professional development, and the next generation who have brought me so much joy and have instilled in me a strong desire to build a legacy. Yeah. Our vision and desires change as we age, right? I hear you. When it comes to building a legacy, I'm very grateful for discovering the infinite banking concept. Until IBC, I relied on traditional legacy planning and nest eggs. Over the past 30 years, I've seen my nest egg lose 30 to 50% of its value on three separate occasions. If not for the infinite banking concept, I would have no real plan nor any amount of certainty to achieve my goals for my retirement. IBC has given me the confidence that I can achieve my financial goals for myself and my family. That confidence is certainly something that I'm grateful for at my stage in life. He's not even that old. Trust me, I know the guy. Okay. I'm also grateful for partnering with the best team in IBC. Thank you. I was discouraged by all the noise within the infinite banking footprint. It turned me away to look at other avenues for financial security. If not for you and your team, James, I would be lost amongst the noise instead of being on the path to becoming my own banker. And then bold, he says, thank you. I'm grateful to be on the IBC path. Feel free to contact me if you have any questions or comments. Kindest regards. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that very much. And then Stacy, he sends this. He says, morning all. For sure, IBC has provided an opportunity to more tightly manage my company's accounts payable and receivable. I've been able to create a method of paying bills with policy loans, paying them back faster than the interest being charged, and regenerating cash value to be used in the future when my cash gets tight or customers pay late. Because of that, I do not need outside lenders. And I think we've spoke of this before. When you take a business, and I understand his business and won't go into it, but I mean, to the extent which I can, right? A lot of businesses, you know, they deliver the service, they provide the product, and then they bill their clients, right? And then there's, you know, 30, 60, 90 days, the accounts receivable. And when business, you know, like all things ebb and flow, everything on this life, everything on this earth is cyclical, in my opinion. And seasons of business are the same. Economic environments are the same. This boom bust cycle that we all are victims of. Okay. You know, when money's easy, interest rates are low, there's no problem. When money tightens and the bust cycle begins, you have, it's not uncommon. You all have either experienced it or are aware of people that have. You've seen it most likely if you've been in business for any length of time. You know, when you have a lot of accounts receivable, outstanding accounts receivables that are outstanding, and then, you know, back in the day and still to this day, it's a thing where they owe me, you know, in a business, right, my customers owe, you know, $250,000 or $20,000 or $100,000 or whatever it is. I need operating capital today because I'm undercapitalized, right? So here, Mr. Banker, is $200,000 in receivables. What will you lend me on that, right? Well, we'll loan you 120 $25,000, whatever, at this interest rate. I mean, it's factoring, right? So what this gentleman, I mean, I know for a fact he's gone through those kinds of things, but even from his email, you can tell that he's gone through those kinds of things, and he doesn't have to do that any longer. Because, why? He's more properly capitalized, and he has the capital that he doesn't need the third-party lender to factor his account receivables. Now, where are you going to put that on a life insurance illustration, right? Where are you going to put that on a life insurance illustration that is designed properly, you know? And I know that's a very broad terminology that exists in the big wide world of a properly structured dividend-paying whole life. What does that mean? You know, and I use that term very broadly as well. I'm talking in his case, in your case, in all of our clients' cases, properly designed, properly structured, so he can continue to control the banking function no matter how long he lives, right? So proper structure, proper design includes this idea of duration, even though we know the future is unknown. It's a big deal. You know, you just get 10 to 15 years off into a policy design that's not the best, as good as it could have been, optimal, you know, proper in my terminology is not proper. What are the consequences or the result of that in the future? Things are not going to change in the future. His capital or his business still needs capital. Your business still needs capital. And if you're not controlling the banking function, it's because you don't have any capital or you don't know that you can control the banking function. And I'm saying this in love, right? I'm thankful. I'm very thankful that we have the opportunity to control the banking function. I'm very thankful of that. My point is, before you get into the banking business, you have to have capital. And if you don't have any capital, there may be some things that you might be interested in on how do you formulate? How do you form? What is this capital? How do I create this capital? Capital formation that's solid for your whole life, proper. Yeah, that's important. I'm thankful I'm thankful that our clients are willing to apply the solutions that we encourage them to consider. Okay, and I'm not just saying, oh, go apply for life insurance. No, no. I'm talking about after you've gone through a process, you become a client, they're a client, they're actually paying premium. Now, what's out in the future? You know, we understand what our clients are trying to do and what they want to do and where they're at. And I'm just thankful that they're willing to apply, right, the solution, because that continues their learning. It continues their understanding. It allows them to continue building capital correctly that they control. Therefore, they can control the banking function in their life. That's just exciting to me. And I'm very thankful for that. I'm also very thankful for the grace that our clients extend to us, the whole team, me and our team, my team. We're all human. Right. We're subject to make mistakes just like every other human. So I'm appreciative of the grace that is extended to us by our clients. Now, let me be clear. We're human. We make mistakes. Right. Everybody in the home office of every life insurance company around the world, they're human, too. They're subject to make mistakes. I just want you to hear me when I say our clients don't lose money because of our mistakes. Right. But I am very appreciative of the grace that is extended, and we extend the grace to them as well. You know, it can be from time to time, you know, we're talking about money, right? We're talking about your money. You know, feelings can get a little emotional, you know, when it comes to timelines, loan repayments, whatever the case may be. So there's a hearty need for grace all around. So I am thankful for our clients. Okay. Okay. I also want you to know I'm very thankful for our team, the Banking with Life team. Very appreciative of them and very thankful for them. You know, we have Sue and Megan up front that provide service to our clients and support. And that's important in my particular opinion. We have a process, and I'm going backwards in our process, right? Once you've gone through our process, the last team that part of our team that reaches out to our new clients is the service department, right? How do you do certain things? Who do you contact? When do you contact? Here, we're available. This is what you can expect from us. And our door is always open. We answer our phones and we return our phone calls. So I want to say that service and support is very important, in my opinion. Whenever you call, if there's a problem or a concern, you want somebody to answer the line when you call, right? If you get mad and drive over, you would like for the doors not to be shuttered, right? So I'm very thankful for our service department. I'm very thankful working backwards in our process, okay? I'm very thankful for the Infinite Banking coaching, the IBC coaching. Jake does a beautiful job of that. I do a beautiful job of that, I think. Julie does a beautiful job of that. You know, in the case design, right, as part of coaching, as part of education, you know, why is your policy designed this way? Why is this particular company used? How much premium should you pay? How much premium should you pay, if any, on your spouse, right? All of those things are worked through and considered and discussed whenever our clients come through our process, right? Now, I know there's a lot of information that's given when somebody is going through our process, and I don't expect, nor could you, but I don't believe you could remember everything that is shared with you. It's almost like a, you know, being water hosed with a fire hydrant. I get it. And that's not the purpose. The purpose is education and understanding, right? Is understanding and the education. I mean, they go together, right? If you're properly educated, you know, hopefully you understand. And I should probably retract that, you know, talking about education in today's world. But in our process, right, understanding is important in the why, you know, the why behind something. And it's, you know, why is this company being encouraged over this company? Right? Why is this premium encouraged to be considered compared to another premium? Why is this structure being encouraged to consider over another structure? Why one policy? Why not two? Why two instead of one? Those types of things, right? And not from newbies. You know, Jake's been here for 8 or 9 years. You know, I've been doing this 33 years. Julie's been here 18 years. You know, it's not like we're practicing on y'all. But my whole point here is I'm very thankful for the team that I have, right? And in service, the service and the support that is provided to our clients. And here's an example. I'm going to keep going backwards, right? I'm thankful for Cindy and underwriting. You know, we do the work to go through underwriting to get the best rating possible with the best company possible, right? It takes effort. You know, these doctor's offices, they don't want to release medical records, but maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks or whatever. Right. It is an effort to go through underwriting, and I get it. Nobody wants to go through underwriting. We just don't want to pay the premium. You give me a policy, and we're good. Yeah, it's not really the way it works in the life insurance industry. You have to qualify, right? Just because you can pay a premium and you want a policy doesn't mean you can have it. You got to go through underwriting. It's okay to work with somebody who has experience in underwriting. You know, Cindy's over 20 years experience in the insurance industry. I think she's been in this office, part of our team, for 4 years. So we're not practicing on y'all. I think that's important. It's important to me if I want to engage with somebody to provide a service, whether it's just consulting work or actual physical, manual labor, whatever it is, I want them to know what they're doing. I don't want them to practice on me. Maybe on a low-level job, you know, just day laborers, right? You know, that's totally different, right? I want somebody who understands and knows and has experience. Personally, you may be different. So I'm going backwards. I know I should have went forward so I wouldn't have to keep recalling to myself. Service, right, the coaching, and the structure and all of that. underwriting. And then before that is kind of the initial engagement. You know, Julie's been in my office for, like I said, over 18 years. You know, she knows how to talk to people. She knows the information that we need to do a good job. You know, she knows what to ask so we can put together a real, legitimate, bona fide solution that's not too big, it's not too small, that is right for the client. You know, if we're going to provide service 10, 15 years from now, I want it right. And I know you want it right as well. So in totality, the whole team, I'm very thankful for them. I'm also thankful for the AV guys. I don't really see them that often. You know, they're on the other side of the camera. You know, they make this possible. Justin, right, is sitting right over there making sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. The light's right and the production is right. And not the salesy type production where it's like, oh, flashy, do this, do that, buy this, buy that. No, no, no. We're trying, and we are, I believe, delivering legitimate, valuable information if you have any interest in the infinite banking concept, right? And so couldn't get it done at the level we do without them, Justin and Connor, you know, and I appreciate them. And let me say too, and I've said it before, everybody here, including me, is underpaid and overworked, right? Everybody shows up here most of the time on time, right? But they keep coming back. They show up because they are participating in something that's bigger than them. Even the AV guys understand that you on the other side of the camera, you know, you're a real person, right? And they want to help you, right? And so everybody shows up. We're buying into something that's bigger than us, providing a service, promoting an idea and a concept that may be a benefit to you, right? That's for you to determine whether it is or not. But pretty much what you see is what you get, you know? So I'm very proud of our whole team. And I'm just telling you, they're here because they want to be here. Right. And they understand what we're doing. They understand that we're dealing with real people in real lives and they care. So that, you know, is can't even hardly put a price on that. But I'm very thankful for them. And here's some examples of service, right? Whenever, here's a real life case, and I don't have all the details in front of me, but whenever you have a client who's traveling, owns property and lives in one country, owns property in a second country, is currently traveling between these two countries, buying a property in a third country that, and he banks in the country that he lives in. So he lives in a country, he banks there, he's traveling between countries, and he's buying property in this third country. And it's time to close. And he needs the proceeds from the policy loan to get that done. His team is in one country. He's in the air traveling, whatever, between two other countries. And he's banking in a country that the deal is not in the same country that the real estate deal in this case was occurring. So whenever, you know, we have to deal with anti-money laundering laws and suitability and identity theft and all of those things. You know, whenever a team will stay, you know, maybe that call doesn't come in because they're, you know, around the world, there's different time zones, right? And maybe, you know, we have a call like that at 3:30 or 4 o'clock or whatever in the afternoon, you know, and they stay to get it done, to make sure that we're doing everything that we can do so the deal can happen. I'm talking about that kind of service, right? Whenever you're buying property in another country, maybe you live in that country, but you bank in two different countries, right? I mean, all of that stuff matters. And I'm not saying every episode of service is that, complex, right? But having someone on the other end of the phone that's willing to help you whenever there's a problem, real or perceived, I think there's real value in that. And who do you think, whoever you work with, who do you think is going to be answering the phone 10 or 15 years from now? It does matter who you choose to work with, is all I'm pointing out. And I'm just thankful for the team that I have here that provides service and support to our clients. I'm thankful for the team that works hard to put these events together that we do when we do them, whether they're online events or eyeball to eyeball in-person events. One that we just enjoyed last month in October, Fort Worth, Texas, third year in a row that we've done a client-only live event. It took the whole team to put that together, right? All the work and the preparation up to that, the execution the day of, and I'm appreciative of them and their efforts for doing that. You know, the opportunity to do team building, the opportunity to meet clients that they've never met, right? And the relationships and the conversations that rise out of those, that's very endearing and heartening. You know, it's like, nobody wants to do business with people they don't like or trust. I get that. And we prefer to do business with people that at least we have some, you know, connection with, some similarity, whether it's in thinking or beliefs or what have you. But that's very endearing to me, to watch a team come together and work through all the challenges. And at the end, it's a success, you know, for the attendees, for the team, for the big wide world in general. You know, I think if the idea of the infinite banking concept is made available and promoted, I think that's a win just in general. You know, then of course, you know, I'm thankful that I was even exposed to this idea of becoming your own banker. And I was exposed to this idea about 20 years ago whenever I was exposed to this book, Becoming Your Own Banker. And my story's out there in the big wide world. You know, I went to a 2-day conference. It was a financial services, you know, conference and different speakers. Speakers had, you know, their PowerPoints and their reference material. One of the speakers had as his reference material two books, one of which was Becoming Your Own Banker. So, of course, you know, I bought all the books and, you know, about sometime later, 3, 4, 5 months later, I got around to reading this book because it was such an easy read, right? Excuse me, I read it one night, couldn't believe it, was angry. After 14 years in the life insurance business, I had no idea that you could do with life insurance what you could do with life insurance. Why didn't the life insurance companies teach me this? You know, why didn't anybody? And I was seeking a mentor almost my whole life in the financial world, you know. It's like, why didn't any of my mentors tell me this? Well, they didn't know. It wasn't created, conceived from the home office of a life insurance company, right? So my mentors didn't know, the ones that I was seeking, right? And I had a few along the way. It's not that I didn't have any. The guys in the home office, the people in the home office, they didn't know either. They didn't create this idea. They didn't come up with the concept. Nelson Nash did. And make no mistake about it, whether you reference Nelson Nash as the creator or the discoverer, he's the one that discovered the concept, in my words, and created this idea of becoming your own banker. Right. Him and him alone. Not to say that your uncle that had a life insurance, you know, license that sold life insurance wasn't aware that you could borrow against a cash value. Of course, ever since there's been a cash value, there's been a loan provision in life insurance that you can collateralize that and borrow against that cash value. That's nothing new. The idea that you can control the banking function with dividend paying whole life insurance was never promoted, put forth, written about, spoken about, until Nelson Nash came along and did his work, right? And you can read his story in the first of Becoming Your Own Banker. So I'm very thankful that I was exposed to that idea, his book, Becoming Your Own Banker. Thankful that I took the time to read it and then met Nelson. Very thankful for the opportunity of meeting Nelson Nash, because after I read the book, you know, I called the number on the back and the man himself answered the phone. And I know you've said it many times. I'm saying this for me as well, for memory. Just, you know, David and Goliath, you know, Goliath comes out and David says to himself, well, the bear I slew and the lion I slew, who are you? So remembering, you know, has value, and I enjoy that. So I'm just saying that I had the opportunity to meet Nelson Nash and spoke with him, and the conversation wound up something like, boy, I hold 10-hour seminars all across the country, and you need to get yourself to one. And I'm thankful that I heard him, right? So, you know, the teacher appears when the student is ready, kind of a thing. I think that has that analogy was true in my life when it comes to Nelson Nash. You know, and I'm very appreciative of the time that he spent with me. You have no idea how many people called Nelson all the way up till he graduated at age 88 in 2019. People were calling him all the time, and he was graceful. Part of his morning routine was replying to all the emails that he got. And I really, to this day, don't understand how he could reply to all of them. I know in the latter years, he asked other people to reply that he thought that whomever he was asking to reply to these emails would be more of a help than he could be to the people that were emailing him. I'm just saying it took a lot. I can only imagine how much time it took for him to address all the emails and the phone calls that he was getting. But the fact that he was gracious enough to spend the amount of time that he did with me, I can, you know, I will forever be thankful for. You know, I'm thankful that he helped me understand the banking system that we all enjoy today. Right. And even the history of banking and what banking really is. Right, and what it really does. And I'm just here to say and repeat Nelson Nash, the fractional reserve banking system is nothing more than evil, period. Right, whether you believe it or not, disagree or not, you know, it's okay. We sure don't have to agree on everything. But when a bank lends money that didn't exist, right, when they lend money and they only create this money out of thin air, when you sign the dotted line, when you sign the loan agreement, right, over-collateralizing the loan with real property and future production, your real property, your future production is what's being over-collateralized on this loan of money that didn't exist until you signed your name. Think about it. And then interest is charged on this money that didn't exist. If that's not a definition of evil, I don't know what is. It's purely evil and destructive. No idea. I had no idea how destructive fractional reserve banking really was, you know, and still maybe only have a glimpse of it. It's devastating. And whenever you can free yourself from that destruction and potentially at least mitigate it or reduce that destruction on you and your family, it's very, very powerful. So I'm thankful that he helped me understand that, right? And will be forever grateful. And then, you know, I'm also very thankful that because of meeting Nelson Nash, it's the only reason why we have clients in the Infinite Banking footprint, right? We'd have never met without Nelson, right? So I'm glad that I had the opportunity to meet you, our clients, and to meet the future clients who decide to engage with us. And I'm looking forward to that, and I'm thankful for that, right? The all-American family, right? And I don't care what level you're at. I'm thankful that the all-American family actually has a solution, right? There is a solution available to them where they can change the trajectory of their money, not only in their life, but in their future children's lives. It's very powerful. I'm very thankful for that. You know, I'm thankful that Nelson, you know, mentored me. All the people that were calling him and that wanted his time, and he spent his, you know, the amount of time that he spent with me, I'm very thankful. Right now, that, you know, also triggers in me the idea, somebody, you know, and I appreciate you who send me videos and you know, articles, pro and con, for and against the infinite banking concept, you know, from across platforms. You know, it could be written, video, audio, from different people, whether they're marketing the infinite banking concept, just trying to bastardize the concept. You know, I appreciate the things that you share with me. If you think they're important, and if they are important to you, by all means, share them with me. James@bankingwithlife.com. Sometimes I talk about the things, sometimes I don't. But there was one I think it was a video that was shared with me, and the younger gentleman, I think it was on a podcast, and he was ranting and railing about Nelson Nash and how the book was very simply written, alluding to the fact that it wasn't written very well. And he used the terms cult, you know, the people who practice this idea, the infinite banking concept as taught by Nelson Nash, you know, that we're worshiping at the altar of Nelson Nash, you know, we're worshiping Nelson Nash, and we're cultish, and we drank the Kool-Aid. Well, let me be crystal clear, young man, because you don't have the ability or the confidence to understand Nelson's work, much less convey it. That doesn't mean the people who do or are legitimately trying to understand and convey the power of the concept, that does not mean that we're worshiping Nelson Nash. Now, you may be accustomed to worshiping people. I don't know. But rest assured, I don't know a single person that practices the infinite banking concept that worships Nelson Nash. So my encouragement is for you, young man, to do better. Okay. Now, yeah, that's about as ranty. This is Thanksgiving, right? I'm thankful for the people who provide and produce the noise out there. You know, it gives you, the listener, the opportunity to compare and contrast, right? It does for me too, helps me properly classify. People like that help me when they say things like that or write things like that, help me properly classify them. He just doesn't know or doesn't care to know, or he's hurt. You know, somebody hurt him in his life, and, you know, because he mentioned that Nelson was bullying. Like, if you didn't understand the infinite banking concept, Nelson would bully you and just tell you to go reread it. It's like, I mean, when you speak like that, to me, in my mind, I just don't believe you ever had a conversation with Nelson Nash. I find it hard to believe. I maybe choose not to believe that. But maybe you did, and it was probably, hi, how are you? I don't know. Okay, so I'm also very thankful for the industry in general. I'm thankful that the life insurance industry exists, all right? Can you practice banking with anything? You know as well as I do, you can bank with anything. You can bank with real estate. You can collateralize the equity that you have in properties. There's no question. You can bank with CDs. You can bank with money market accounts. You can go online and bank with margin on your investment account. Banking truly is a process. It is not a product. Whenever you can or wish to control as many of the aspects of the banking function as possible, then you would be inclined, I believe, to use dividend paying whole life insurance, right? Issued by a mutual company. In my humble opinion, after 33 years of the financial world, 20 years practicing the infinite banking concept, personally and professionally, that there's no better product to practice the infinite banking concept with. Now, that's not to say that, like I mentioned earlier, you can't, you know, bank with various things. You can. You can bank with, you know, I can bank with farm equipment. I can bank with cows, right? And so can you. Okay. I listened to another episode that someone sent. I don't know if it was on YouTube, Shorts. I don't know the social media terminology. You know, forgive me. I'm a boomer, right? But this young man was all excited about the infinite banking concept, promoting a mutual company and promoting the benefits of index universal life, you know, which is, you know, properly classified. The young man doesn't really understand life insurance and doesn't understand the infinite banking concept. And he sure doesn't understand, you know, any of the writings that Nelson wrote concerning the infinite banking concept and index universal life. You know, but then you say, you know, like in this example, I want to bring it up because it struck me when I listened to it, you know, well, the index, you know, you can't lose money, can only go up. Well, and then he talks about uncapped strategies. Well, the contract allows them to reduce the caps dang near to nothing. All right. Oh, and the cost of insurance continues to go up. Oh, yeah. And he's, you know, promoting the idea of an index universal life policy issued by a mutual company. Well, just think that through. The index universal life doesn't earn dividends. They do not participate in the financial experience of the life insurance company, which is exactly what a dividend is. Okay. So you have a mutual company that you're using or promoting index universal life. Now, you got to understand, young man, that all of the whole life policy owners of that company are going to profit from your activity, right? Your activity promoting the index universal life. It's a mutual company. You're directly supporting the profitability of that company because the index universal life policy is probably, it is the most profitable product of a life insurance company by volume. Right. And so who's going to receive those profits of your universal life activity? It'll be the mutual policy owners that own whole life insurance through that mutual company. You're supporting directly the profitability of the insurance company, which IUL does very well. And who's going to benefit from that? The whole life policy owners of that mutual company. So I know I probably shouldn't have gone off on that, but you know, just seen it yesterday over the weekend. So I'm still thankful that the financial industry has not been taken over by Uncle Guido, right? They have not nationalized the financial services industry. Oh, and they would like to. No, they've thrown up trial balloons, and I believe that it's a matter of time. You know, well, just look at the healthcare industry that we have. You know, why is your healthcare insurance so high? It's not because the mean evil insurance companies, and I'm not saying they're pure as a driven snow at all. No, it's like the same as education and welfare. The problem is Uncle Guido got involved with all of those, right? So today, these mutual companies are privately owned companies. They are owned by the policyholders. They're not owned by shareholders, right? So there's a modicum of, you know, free enterprise. A beautiful thing, which I'm very thankful for as well. The free enterprise that we have left today, I'm talking about the free enterprise that our founding fathers wrote about and had envisioned. I'm not talking about the mercantilism that we have today. I'm not talking about all this crony capitalism that what's going on in today's big wide world. I'm talking about the free enterprise between free people. You know, I'm thankful that that still exists. I'm also very thankful that mutual companies still exist. You know, you go, I think there may be some still in existence in Japan, but you look at all the companies across the UK and across Europe, the insurance companies that were mutual, demutualized. And there's been a heavy activity of demutualization in this country. There's no question, you know, people make money when a life insurance company demutualizes. Right. Ohio National, you know, I don't mention life insurance companies' names, but I'm just throwing that one out there. They demutualized. You know, the Wall Street guys that put all that deal together, they made money. They made a ton of money. Right? All the people running that company, they all got great big bonuses. They made money. Who made the least amount in that transaction? The policyholders. Right. So I'm thankful that there are still companies today. They're either mutual companies or they're mutual holding companies. They have the structure of mutuality. The policy owners own them through a mutual holding company. I'm so thankful that we have the idea of mutuality in the life insurance industry in existence today. I love that. You know, let me say that I'm very thankful. I might have already mentioned that I'm thankful for the events that we're able to have, you know, whether they're live in person or streaming, the opportunity to meet clients that we've never met, the opportunity to meet new people. You know, that's just very endearing, and I'm very appreciative for that. You know, I can't go without saying, you know, it's, oh my gosh. I'm so thankful for my family, you know, my beautiful wife, Jana, my son, Jake, my son, Ryan, my daughter, Riley, all of our extended family, Julie's my sister. You know, I'm thankful for them, of course. There's, like I said, the episode could not go long enough for me to share with you everything and everyone that I'm thankful for, but I'm very thankful for them. You know, I don't believe a successful person, like take a man in industry. Nelson couldn't do what he did without Mary, his wife, supporting him. You know, David can't do what he does without Kim supporting him. David Stearns, you know, I can't do, couldn't have done all the things that I've done without my beautiful wife supporting me. And I'm sure that may apply to a lot of you listening. Right. So I'm very, very thankful for my family. And I'm thankful for my clients' family, right? My family, future generations, our clients, future generations, are all going to be benefited from our endeavors here. And I'm just thankful for family. You know, the life insurance industry wouldn't exist if you didn't have anybody you loved and cared about. Right? You can't buy life insurance any other way. It comes with a death benefit. All right. So I'm thankful for that. So I don't have to work with people who don't like other people. I mean, I might as well get a government job. All right. Okay. So I'm also thankful in the industry that, you know, I've had a lot of opportunities within this industry. I've been in the home offices of many of the life insurance companies that we encourage people to consider, and have met a lot of the people that you know, behind the scenes that actually work or are employed at these life insurance companies. And I'm very thankful for that. I've served on boards, several different boards. You know, I'm trying to think of one. It's called FAC, you know, the Field Advisory Council, where, you know, a guy like me out in the field, a producing quote unquote agent, you know, gives feedback. I get to take feedback straight to the home office when I participate in those. And I appreciate that opportunity. You know, I'm very thankful for the health that God has blessed and continues to bless me with. You know, even though I've got gray hair, I've had it since high school. You know, I think I'm all right and will live a long time, God willing, right? So I am thankful for my health. Can't do what I do without good health. So I'm very cognizant of that and aware of that and very thankful for that, right? In the life insurance industry that I've, you know, been associated with for 33 years, you know, people graduate, right? We deteriorate in health sometimes, but we're all going to graduate. So I appreciate the health that I have been blessed with. And as a matter of fact, you know, speaking of my mentor, R. Nelson Nash, earlier, you know, I want to be just like him. And the fact that, you know, he graduated at age 88 with 4 unfinished projects that I'm aware of. I know I've shared that loosely from time to time. One of those projects is him and I were working on Tulsa 1921, the riots of Tulsa, right? And the egregious mark that is in our history. But telling the financial story behind that goes beyond just their money turned over 60 to 100 times before it left the community. There's even more. It goes back deeper than that, further back in history than that. So that was one unfinished work. He was working on his third book, Rethink Your Thinking. You know, that was an unfinished project. Tulsa was an unfinished project. You know, we were right in the middle of going through some of the history behind some of the wars, like World War II, World War I, you know, and then the Boer Wars of the late 1890s. In the financial shenanigans, really, the financial things that happened in associated with the wars, right? You can't have a world war without a central bank. 1913, the Federal Reserve was, you know, created. Within 6 months, the first great war was in play, right? So, and he said many times, you cannot separate any historical event from money, from finance. They're intertwined. And so we were working through that. Recall what the fourth project was currently, but those were three of them. And then, you know, let me continue. I'm very thankful, and it's kind of just like the method that I use going through my team. You know, started with service, went back through the initial, you know, engagement or conversation that you have with a team member of mine, you know, we have a process, and the outcome of that process is really to bring clarity to what you think you want to do and how you want to do the infinite banking concept applied in your life. And, you know, not only clarity, but an understanding. And we want to help you make sense of why you're doing what you're doing and what to expect, right? And just building the solid foundation on which you can build whatever you wish to build when it comes to the infinite banking concept, making sure that those things are right, the policy's right, the structure's right, the company's right, you know, the idea of legacy, how does that play, and passive income in retirement, all of these things, right? And I'm not saying we can get them all done in one phone call either, right? It takes several phone calls, and it may take a couple of years to really get the solid foundation built, right? But let me say, of all of these things that I'm thankful for, maybe be somewhat out of line. You know, I am very thankful for my creator, you know, and I bring that up because I am, right? But I had a conversation with a young man at the last event, and right after the event, and he came up smiling ear to ear, nice, good looking, wholesome young guy. And he's like, "James, don't be ashamed of the gospel." And I'm like, "Oh, well, I'm not." It was interesting that he said that, and I heard it. You know, I'm speaking to a room full of 100 people. We're talking about the infinite banking concept. I'm not called to be a preacher, right? I'm fulfilling my calling, right? But I appreciated his input, and then I've spoke with others. I speak with people every day, okay? But I spoke with one gentleman whom I like and respect. He's a client and a friend, Andy, and I shared that with him, right? And then Andy shared with me a message that he had heard, I think, from a preacher or pastor, and the guy said that he was listening to, you know, whatever it is we're talking about, you know, we're talking about these things, and Andy relating it to life insurance, you know, as y'all say, James, graduate, we're all going to graduate. This guy was saying, you know, at the end, after all of this, we're talking about whatever we're talking about, but we're all going to graduate. And about 1 second after you graduate, you're going to have a conversation with your maker, and I hope it goes well. And so, Andy, thank you for sharing that with me. I like that, you know, because I talk about graduation all day long. And 1 second after we graduate, we're going to have a conversation with our maker. And I hope that your conversation goes well. And I hope that you have a beautiful Thanksgiving with your family and your friends. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us on the Banking with Life podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe and click on that little notification bell. Otherwise, join us on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher for weekly content.